When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In my head, they counsel me, they understand, they talk to me. You got your rules in your religion, all designed to keep you safe. But when rules start getting broken, you start questioning your faith.
G'day everyone and welcome to another episode of On The Turnbuckle here on mypodcasthouse.com, our first podcast for 2024, and we promise you this year we will be the laxative of podcasts. We'll do it more often. Joining me, as always, Walshy and Lyle. G'day, boys.
Very g'day, Tony. That's probably the worst fucking opening. Who does laxatives more often?
Hey? No, laxatives help you go more often.
I said we should take a laxative. We're not going to be a laxative.
Well, we might be.
We do give. I mean, I've known I give people.
A lot of people have been very sick after listening to podcasts that we've done before.
We do give people the shits.
Yes, Lyle. Hello to you.
Yeah, how's it going? Yeah,
get out the job.
Our podcast is a laxative. Don't worry about that. Oh, welcome back. Welcome back, guys. Big summer. Yeah. Well, she's doing photo shoots. Tony probably at every stadium doing cricket, baseball. What else you been up to, mate?
A bit of golf.
Yeah.
Playing golf. It's been fun.
Bloody oath.
Have you hit one straight yet, Tony?
Yeah, I've hit a few straight. Not as many as I'd like, but a few.
Well, yeah. We're all chasing it. Yeah.
Exactly. So everyone had a good break.
I did. Yeah. I spent a couple of weeks lazing by the pool in Bali.
Beautiful.
I'll tell you what, it's a good little routine you get into over there. Every morning I'd get up, go get a coffee, come back, jump in the pool. And then one morning I realized I've jumped in the pool and I've got my wallet in my pocket. Yeah, with like 2 million Thai baht. So I had to get it all out. I'm lying it on towels everywhere. The cleaner's wondering why there's cash all over the room. Anyway, next morning, all the money's dry. I put it back in my wallet, go get a coffee, come back, jump in the pool with my wallet in my pocket.
And you guys think I'm stupid?
I had to explain to the cleaner why. We actually had to explain it the second day because she would have thought that we were either drug dealers or I was trying to tip her.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the drug dealer, she would have thought. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a weird currency to be making. It's not worth a lot. So it
doesn't dry quickly either.
No, the old water. 2 million rupee is just a lazy 200 bucks. It's not much.
Yeah, it's 200 bucks.
Yeah. Well, at least you get to go on holiday. So Tony and I just battling away, plugging away, working over the holidays.
Oh, fuck off, Lyle. Where are you going in a couple of weeks?
Oh, I'll be going to Perth for the Australian Super Show. Before that,
Bright Light City, gonna send my soul.
I may be going to Vegas.
You got an Elvis concert.
Well, you got to see. There'll be a Elvis there, I'm assuming. Yeah, going over for the Super Bowl.
Did I ever tell you about my ripped off in Vegas story?
No.
Do we have time?
Yeah, of course we do.
Vegas.
I went to Vegas one year. I've been to Vegas 7 times. Love it. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
An amazing place.
So the protests and petitions haven't kept you out from the
locals? No, not at all. No, not at all. And I went, and I thought, I'm going to go see a show. And I went up to the box office. There's like this one company, I can't remember the name, but they do all the tickets.
It was a cardboard box, wasn't it?
And I said to the guy, I want to go see a comedian. Who do you recommend? He said, a couple of weeks ago, I went and saw this guy. He's at this hotel, which was a little hotel off the strip, and he said he's really funny. He does 100 impersonations. It's just a really good night. And I said, all right, no problems. $35, fantastic. He said, I said, is it on tonight? He said, yeah, yep, on Monday night, no problems. Here it is. $35 is your ticket. So I walk away. 8 o'clock start. I get there at 7 o'clock because I'd had dinner. I had nothing else to do. So I go and sit in the hotel foyer. No one's there. 7:30. Still nobody there. Then a couple arrive and they sit next to me. No problem. How are you going to see? Yeah, we're going to see. Yep. It comes to 8 o'clock and there's still nobody else there. The stage and the area where he was performing was empty. There wasn't even a sound person. So I went up to reception. I said, is this guy performing tonight? And they said, oh, yeah, he normally does perform on Monday nights. He said, let's give him a call. So they call the comedian and he gives me the phone. I go, shit. The guy answers the phone. Hello. I said, oh, g'day, mate. I said, you don't know me, but I'm from Australia. I'm here in the hotel waiting to see your show. What's happening? He said, what are you doing there on a Monday night? I said, well, they sold me a ticket to your show. He said, I haven't done Monday nights for 5 weeks. So he said, here's my name and number. He said, next time you come to Vegas, give me a call. And he said, I'll get you into one of my shows. No problems at all. But this guy didn't do shows a month, so they sold me a ticket to a Monday night show that the guy hadn't done for 5 weeks. You'd think someone would tell the place, wouldn't you?
So you got to go back. So give me the phone number.
I will.
I'll call the bloke and I'll get the ticket on your behalf.
Yeah. Just so you remember me about 7 years ago.
Could have been worse, Tony. He could have sold you a ticket to see Jeff Seti.
Yes. No, that wouldn't have been funny at all.
Well, no, he's very funny. That's not fair. He's very
funny. We'll talk about Jeff a little bit later on. All right, boys, joining us now is a favourite son of the West. I think he is. Maybe.
Of Australia, I'd say.
Well, of Australia, of course, he is too. Damien Slater joins us to say good day for 2024. Good day, Damien.
Hey, mate. How are you? Thank you, gents. It's I guess I am from the West now. I'm traditionally a proud South Australian, but I've been here 7 years now in Perth, so I guess that makes me a Western Australian. After all this time, so here we go.
So you were from the centre.
That you left South Australia to get away from Rocky Monero?
Yeah, no, me and Rocky go way back. One of my original trainers. So yeah. No, I'm full-time Perthy now. I've been here since 2016, so I guess they can claim me.
I've always actually said that if I was to live in another place in Australia, Perth would be the place.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Everyone in Melbourne is supporting of that, Tony.
Yeah, sure they are.
I'll help you pack.
Look, it's not a bad place to be. I won't complain. I do enjoy my time in Perth. It's nothing I can really complain about being from cold Adelaide. But you guys are from Melbourne, right? So this is I can't really complain either with Adelaide. So,
and mate, the great thing is too, the wrestling scene over in Perth just getting stronger and stronger.
It is. Look, it's always had a pretty good history since the early 2000s. It's been an amazing place for anyone who's in the know, but I reckon probably the last, I'd say, three to five years have really picked up, and particularly since COVID, I feel like we've got a lot of momentum behind us, and it's a great place to be. A lot of talent, a lot of untapped talent, and just some amazing experience levels at the moment. So a good mix from the young to the old.
I was waiting for Lyle to ask a question. Is he frozen?
No, his eyes are blinking.
I think it did for a bit. Yeah, so first thing I want to bring up is your tag team partner, Muffins. I think he'd kill me if I didn't bring him up. Does he leave you long voice memos as well? He leaves.
No, I'm not one of his. I'm not one of his. His diet students, I guess that was what you call him. He's not my coach. He was once upon a time, but that was before voice memo was really a thing. And that's when he used to send 4,000 word essays, and then someone clued him on the power of just recording your voice. And I'll be honest, Muffins loves a chat. So I actually dodged that era of Muffins.
I couldn't imagine reading a 4,000 word essay, but
I'm not
listening,
sure you're capable of reading it.
Easy.
Who said I did read it?
Yeah, just give a thumbs up 30 seconds after seeing it. No, in all seriousness, you got a big show coming up for Australian the Super Show. Don't worry about the other big show there, WrestleBrania. We'll get to that.
Hey.
but yeah, this looks like it's going to be one of the biggest cards in Australia for the year.
Yeah, man, I'd go on a limb and say one of the biggest of all time, if I'm honest. I think there might be four matches currently announced of the, who knows, seven or eight that would normally be on an Aussie card. I don't know if you saw, but like 10 minutes before this chat went live, the Untouchables got announced against the Velocities, which is something I'm extremely excited about.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's a match we've never had before. So there you go. But yeah, no, they're clearly going out on a limb. And I think even though this will be a very Perth heavy card, like, you know, your Perth guys are definitely getting the spotlight, but the amount of interstate talent on this card and a lot who haven't even been announced yet, you can tell that EPW are really trying to take advantage of that and not just going with the easy option to showcase our guys to everyone and, you know, mix it up a little bit and showcase what Australia is all about rather than just Western Australia.
It must be an amazing opportunity for some of the younger guys in WA who haven't had many opportunities yet to get across to the Eastern States, to have a lot of people coming over there, but also their opportunity to work on cards with names like Robbie Eagles.
Yeah, 100%. And I think for me personally, that's been one of the biggest things I've just been pushing our younger crew to do, and that is just to travel. And I know, I completely understand it's hard. It's hard being from Perth. The flight costs are, you know, can be double if you get it at a bad time. It's a real big investment. Yeah, 100%. So, you know, a lot of the crew do have that ambition to travel and get their name out and stuff like that, but they just can't afford that investment at this point in time. Or when they do go over, it's such a brief trip that they can't really make too much of a dent, I guess, in the scene. Can't get too much experience. So for them to be able to not just be on the same card as them, but just also have an opportunity to network and you know, pick the brains of guys like your Robbie Eagles, like your Slecks, and those kinds of guys who will be down here. That's invaluable. You know, you really can't put a price on that. So I really hope they do take a lot out of it, the ones who are there. And I hope that we can really make this not just a one-off show, but you know, it's not the start of something special, but we can take this scene to another level. And I think shows like this are a great opportunity to do so.
It was one of the things that really excited us about Elimination Chamber getting announced in Perth was, we're obviously going to go across and we were going to get the opportunity to come to EPW, which we haven't been able to do before either.
I assume you'd go see Undertaker and his Dead Man Show.
Free of prison. Don't tread on me.
He's announced shows in Melbourne. We don't have to fly. We can see that.
We're going to be in Perth.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
I've heard his show sold out. So, hey, if you didn't get tickets to the Dead Man Show, then that's probably a good thing. I think the universe is looking out for you. You can come and see.
It's not for me.
Definitely not.
No, it'll be a fantastic night at the Australian Wrestling Super Show, no doubt.
And
but what about WWE? You know, normally Perth gets left off on some of the big acts. Like, you know, we've spoken to Davis before about, like, musical acts don't get over there and, you know, now WWE actually having a pay-per-view there, not just a house show. Well, what was that like when that got announced?
Yeah, it's hard for me to gauge as like a grizzled old man who doesn't care too much about that kind of product nowadays. A bit jaded on all of that, but I'm sure that like a lot of our huge, massive wrestling fans and the young wrestlers at EPW were stoked to see that. Like I said, you know, I'm from Adelaide, so the amount of shows I've been to and been able to watch over the years has been a lot. So I wasn't really there much for the scarce Perth shows that used to come. I think from what I've been told, they'd bring like a house show out once every 5 years and it'd be, you know, end of the tour, everyone's tired, no one's putting in the effort. So to actually have a pay-per-view like this is incredible. And we've had a bit of luck lately. Like UFC came and did their massive show, which sold out RAC Arena in half a second or something ridiculous. I know for a fact because I was waiting in line, couldn't get tickets. So it's good that the government's splashing out and actually trying to bring some tourism over to Perth, because, you know, often we are neglected out here in the West. I believe we are the second most isolated city on the planet as far as I've researched. So, yeah, long way away.
Yeah, and anyone who hasn't, who's going over for Elimination Chamber and hasn't been to EPW, last time WWE did a big show in Australia was in Melbourne, and the night before at MCW was probably the best energy show I've ever attended. So you don't want to miss EPW the night before. I think it's going to be the best hardcore, pure wrestling crowd you're going to get Australia for a long time.
100%. And we have such an incredible venue at Willison Stadium, which we've been using. I think we just had our third show there. So, you know, you're looking at a pretty nice professional venue, not too far from the city, just the perfect location and perfect kind of atmosphere for what you're about to see, which, as you said, is, you know, the best in pure professional wrestling. I'm pretty proud of what EPW has built. And as someone who has been around the place and trained and mentored people from all over Australia, I'm pretty proud of our whole scene as a whole. And I've been very vocal about that. So, I'm incredibly excited to see everyone under that one roof.
Speaking of that mentoring, I did my research for this interview and went to your last Facebook post. I thought that would tell me a lot about you. And it did, actually. It told me there was quite an interesting post you posted saying that in the last few months, you'd been online with so many pro wrestlers from around the world, Portugal, Scotland, France, Germany, Spain, Singapore, South Korea, and, of course, Australia. And talking about the passion of these guys for the sport right around the world, tell us a bit about that and just what it is like to speak to these guys and get their views on things.
Yes, so I guess long story long, I started about 5 years ago a YouTube channel where I just would put out tips and tricks for pro wrestlers, just something I thought was something that is neglected in the scene. It's, you know, pro wrestling's often been very hidden, just like, you know, the masked magician. You wouldn't see more than a few little things being unveiled. And I understand why, very old school in its nature, but I just felt like there was a missed opportunity to get a lot of lessons out beyond what I do at our school in Perth. And that kind of over the years progressed and developed and got a bit of a following. And then I decided to take it a step further and turn it into a Patreon. So like a membership platform, which worldbeaterwrestling.com, you can check it out. But I've been running for 3 months and overwhelmed at the response. I kind of figured that a lot of Australians would get on board because I had contact and connections with them, but I'm pretty overwhelmed at how many overseas, not just trainees, but wrestlers, bookers, promoters, head coaches of some actually big schools around the world have kind of gotten on board and are using that platform. So it's been a great opportunity to, I wouldn't say just be their mentor, but also just collaborate with them and network with them and learn how things are going over there and how I can help them by teaching what I know. And yeah, one of the things I did pick up along the way is just how similar a lot of those scenes are to how we were, say, 10 to 15 years ago in Australia. That real grassroots DIY scene, which we still are. We definitely still are, but we have progressed beyond that in a way. When you look at our product, you can see that. Whereas they're still, you know, skint roster, 10 of them working together, trying to create something in a scene that never had anything, where there is no training, there's no schools, there's barely any venues for them. And I'm seeing the passion in all of them. And yeah, it reminded me of the early days in Australia, which, as tough as it was and as many mistakes as we made, it's what I look back on fondly when I think about my pro wrestling career and journey.
I love when the bits I've seen where some of your lessons are really subtle things that can just make a match go from good to great because of the psychology or the way people are thinking differently about their holds. What is it about putting a match together that really makes you think on a deeper level than what possibly predecessors were doing?
I think it's just a lifetime of being obsessed with every little detail of pro wrestling. Like I think I'm 21 years in the game now, started very young. And you know, even before that, when I first started watching wrestling, I very quickly developed an obsession with it and wanted to know just not, you know, what most people want, which is what cool moves are being done at the moment, what's cool in the indie scene. But I was always fascinated with the psychology of it all. And I can also credit just being around some incredible mentors who don't get their praises sung enough. One of them definitely is Davis Storm, who you've obviously spoken to in the past. But Dave is someone who should absolutely be getting paid a lot of money by the biggest mainstream companies as a head coach. You will very rarely get a mind like that. And I think he's in the same boat. He's just someone who was obsessed and studied it and picked up little details and was never really content with just being good. He was always kind of on that search for what makes pro wrestling great. And you just don't learn this kind of stuff. I've trained at different schools. I've run seminars at countless schools. I've been overseas. No one's teaching this stuff. At least not many. And maybe the world is changing a little bit. I think the internet does help that. But I just found like the psychology and even from my experience, I was never taught this stuff explicitly. I had to learn it through a lot of failures and a lot of, 10 years in being told that what I'm doing was wrong or whatever. And I just feel like this is what pro wrestling is all about. The moves matter, the techniques matter, but it's those 1% things in between that make the art form as great as it is. And if you're not teaching that for whatever reason, then you're doing your trainees a disservice. So yeah, it just came from a lot of that and a lot of just seeking how to get better. I've always just been big on how can I be a little bit better? How can I teach my students just a little bit better? How can I take things from other like combat sports, martial arts, the music industry, from marketing? How can I take little things from elsewhere to progress this scene and this art form forward?
The interesting thing about that, Damien, is that I've never really seen wrestling as being a, like there's a, wrestling for dummies book. This is because everyone's so different in wrestling that it doesn't seem to me like there could be a generic teaching of something, but you're saying you can still do that and still sort of have that overall look at everybody.
Absolutely. And like I said, pro wrestling, very subjective. It's not just about winning and losing. It's about having something that is special. And often when you're being looked at by major companies or at any level, people are looking for the X factor. They want to see something different, something special, something that makes you marketable and valuable, not just how good you do a headlock takedown. In saying that, we have definitely found ways to teach that and to bring that out of people without restricting who they are as a pro wrestler. And a lot of that is just giving them the freedom to be themselves with different constraints. So when I teach my students, currently I teach, I guess the equivalent's like an advanced class, like the top tier. And when I teach them, a lot of it is based around, here's a theory, here's an outcome that we need. Here's maybe a constraint that we have within a match. Add your own flavor, be yourself, but achieve this objective. And that, for me, that's about as close as you can get to keeping true to what pro wrestling is while still teaching a lot of those little things along the way that, in the old school, you just kind of learned from those long road stories that you'd tell in the car rides and stuff like that, which we just don't have anymore. Now it's 45-minute Jetstar flights.
You speak highly of Davis being a mentor and a coach. You guys running training camps.
Mm-hmm.
So wrestlers locally, they can take advantage of one of the big companies not signing Davis. You got a big winter camp coming up in July. I think you're going to announce in February the details of that. What are these training camps are about? Give us the big plug for all the wrestlers listening.
There's a need to. It sells out in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Super successful.
Yeah, definitely not much effort needed on the marketing front. I guess it just started as something that, it had been done before. I know AWF used to run dream camps back in like the early 2000s that TNT used to run. I think Dave actually did one before he started his proper training. So and I even helped run one at PWA, I think around 2010. So the idea has always been there, but I guess eventually it got to the point where we would see the amount of interest people had in coming over. We'd get emails all the time. People just want to come and train for a week or whatever. And we thought, why not actually make this an actual thing and not just half-ass it and put some effort into it. So yeah, we did the first one, super popular. And then COVID happened, and COVID led to a lot of online camps. We did what we called the Super Web Series, which was like an online camp. And that's when we kind of got the idea that, all right, let's actually take this seriously and run it as a 3 or 4 times a year thing. So post-COVID, ran them. Like you said, they sold out very quick. We're at the point now where we're only looking to run one a year, which is in winter. We both are very busy and have our own things going on. We're actually running a summer camp coming up in Feb, and that's just because that many people wanted to train when they came over for the chamber that we thought we'd just run one. But yeah, typically July every year, you'll see a camp. They are for anyone who's got a little bit of experience in the game. We generally say about a year or more, and we're looking at a lot of those little one percenters. It's not about teaching you how to forward roll and back bump. It's about teaching you the psychology of pro wrestling and, yeah, trying to give you a perspective and a feedback that you might not normally hear at your own school. And I think that's very important to break away from what's comfortable. Like personally for me, I'll be honest, my trips overseas were always some of the worst experiences that I had in, depending on where I went, but sometimes it was the training quality was really poor. Sometimes it was the way I was treated was really poor. And sometimes it was just kind of realizing these places that you saw and idolized online weren't actually as professionally run or weren't as big and special as you thought. And then you kind of realize that back home in Australia, we've got it really good. And we're running these really amazing shows and amazing trainings. But beyond that, the one thing I found was training in a different environment with different coaches, different people, and doing it full time, being able to do it 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a day, saw some of my biggest growth as a person, as a pro wrestler. So for us, we're trying to offer that more than just the actual training side. It's an opportunity to network. When people come over, they get to work one of our shows. We generally run like a camp only show at our school. So yeah, look, it's a great experience. The feedback's been phenomenal. People seem to be happy. We've had a majority of people come back for a second and third camp. I think some are even coming back for their fourth camp. So I feel like we're doing something right, and we're always looking to improve and progress on that and make it something bigger. So yeah, anyway, July yeah. This year, there'll be another one.
As a fan, I always love seeing who's at the camp when you do the big group shot and picking out who's gone over there, because when we're looking for guests and things like that, seeing who's investing in their growth and their performance is one thing that we're always looking for. And people going over to that camp is definitely a benchmark in investing in yourself.
100%. And I don't think that you need to necessarily do our camp to show that you're investing in yourself. Hey, if that's what you want to do though, I'll welcome it. any money is good money to me, but no, I think you're 100% correct. And just one thing I've noticed the last few years in the Australian wrestling scene is there are just so many who are willing to invest in themselves. And you know, we've had periods of that, and we've had periods where people just weren't really taking those steps. But man, if you really want to make something of this and you're not trying to get yourself out in any way you can, then you're just missing such a big opportunity. With the amount of Aussies we have overseas at the moment, absolutely killing it, with the amount of Aussies who have come back to Australia and are helping to teach and coach and stuff like that, like every possible resource is right there in front of you, and it's the best that's ever been. So yeah, you got to take advantage if that's really what you want to do.
And fans know if you're taking shortcuts and they're not going to invest in you. Like, you can't treat them like idiots, because if they like you and they go to the show because you're on it, promoters will know.
100%. And some people don't want that kind of, they don't have that kind of ambition. They just want to be a wrestler, a weekend warrior. And that's completely fine too.
That's fine too.
100%. There's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, we all have different passions and hobbies, and some you prioritize more than others. But at the same time, that the competition is incredible at the moment. So if it's something you do want to do and you do want to head overseas and branch out, you've got to do the things other people aren't, and you've got to take those steps that people aren't taking. Otherwise you just end up falling in line and being another number amongst what I've said a million times, is that we have the absolute best independent scene on the planet. So very hard to break away from some of the talented young individuals coming through now.
Yeah, very true. Hey, mate, thank you so much for joining us.
Hang on. We've got WrestleBrainia. This is going to be my teammate.
Oh, okay. Talk about WrestleBrainia.
Oh,
this is new
for Damien.
The reason we've got Damien here is so we can strategize a bit to beat Davis Storm. We've handpicked you because you're not from Perth.
Good. Love
originally,
it.
Because we think that their team's going to be a little bit, this is our home ground, you're our secret weapon. How do we throw Davis Storm off his game? That's what I want to know.
How do we throw him off his game?
Do we wear like neck braces when we come out? And
hey, that's a good plan. That's not bad. Although he's so stupidly positive that that wouldn't even throw him off. He'd probably smile and give you a hug and shake your hand and make you dinner. Man, that's
he'd ask if you're all right.
Maybe dinner. Is he a decent cook at least? Because I don't want him making me dinner if he can't cook.
Dude, he's got a whole meal service.
He's a very good cook.
I don't know. Is
there anything he can't do?
Oh, man. He can't claim that he's under 40 years old. That's something.
Yeah, neither can I.
Yeah, but he doesn't look a day over 30 as well.
I'd say 23 if you ask me, but he's very, very much Benjamin Button in the pro wrestling world.
But you've done WrestleBrainy before. Good fun.
I have. It was, one of my favorite experiences in wrestling. We had a Perth show. Geez, what was it? A year or so ago. And I had no idea what to expect at all. Like, I wasn't sure if I would actually be wrestling. I wasn't sure. Honestly, had no idea. Very pleased with just what sort of show it is. So entertaining, no matter who you are, what kind of experience or love you have for pro wrestling or sports entertainment from any era. Just a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I can't wait for the next one. It's going to be awesome.
What do you think of Jeff, the host?
I do the show every year, and I don't know what I'm doing either.
What was that one?
What do you think of Jeff, the host?
I think that he reminds me so much of Mick Malloy. It's killing me in every way.
Well, there's one way that he's definitely not alike with Mick Malloy. He doesn't drink. Mick drinks enough for both of them, though. Let's put it that way.
No, but Jeff's awesome. He's an incredible host. Obviously, has a fantastic knowledge of pro wrestling to go along with the gags. So, he's a good guy. Good guy, Jeff.
Yeah, no, we all think he's a great bloke too.
That's it.
All right, Damien, I'll say it again. Thanks for joining us, mate. Really do appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend that will be the Elimination Chamber over there in Perth, and a big show for you guys over there in Perth as well. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
Certainly will. Thanks for the chat.
Damien Slater joining us here on the Turnbuckle.
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
Part two of our program. That was a good first interview to have for the year, Walshy.
It is like one of the very best wrestlers this country has ever produced, and arguably the best coach as well.
Yeah, no, found a good insight into.
Perturbed by Lyle always trying to squeeze his tag team partner into the conversation.
Well, you know, just trying to look at Damien Slater may be a great wrestling coach, but Muffins is a good life coach. Always got a shout out, Muffins. He's looked after Gino and I. So,
if anyone ever needed a life coach, it's you and Gino.
Yeah.
All right, let's get straight into our second part of the show, boys. This weekend, actually tomorrow night, or as we record this on a Wednesday, the Renegades.
Tonight.
Tonight, it is, as people listen to it. That's it. If you listen to this on Friday, it was last night.
Yeah, on Friday,
Tony's put the episode up late and we've missed it.
No, someone heard on Thursday, someone heard on Friday.
Tony definitely putting it up before the Renegade show, I'm hearing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Rumble time. Love a Rumble. So there's going to be some surprises. I'm really looking forward to the card overall, but the public holiday eve, I think more wrestling companies should do shows on it, make it a tradition, and a must see shows. I think it can be a draw outside of just the card as well.
I hope there's a winner. I don't want a draw, but I've been messaging all of the people who've been getting announced for the Rumble. No one will tell me what weapons they're bringing in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw it to you two and myself. If you were in this Rumble where you're welcome to bring any weapon you like into the match, what would you use?
Well, for me, there's no doubt it'd be a fuck whacker.
Very good,
Tony.
What
would you use?
I would use a golf club, and I'd say the other 19 people in the would be safe because I wouldn't hit them. I wouldn't even get close to hitting them.
Would it be a day for it? That's what everyone wants to know. Like, cause...
if there's a golf club in my hand, it's definitely a day for it. Does it rain, hail, or shine, 40 degrees and sunburn, every day is a good day for golf. But I know JXT, he threw out that he might use a Bundy LJN. Now, settle down. This is not a deathmatch Rumble.
As long as he doesn't use a mine. I'd just bring in like another wrestler. That's my weapon. So like I'd bring in Gore and he's my weapon.
But then do you have to hit him? Do you have to pick Gore up and use him as a weapon or he's the weapon?
He's the weapon.
That's clever actually.
Stay in the corner like under the bottom rope, holding the bottom rope while he did all the work.
It's a shame Gore's still injured though, isn't he?
I think he's suspended.
Oh, and suspended. So you probably couldn't use him.
He got suspended from WrestleRock.
I tell you what, if that man's injured, some of the lifts that he's posting on Instagram are fucking crazy.
There's no way he's injured. I mean, he might have injured others.
Okay.
I don't think you'd have to hold on to the bottom rope. I reckon you could just hop on his back like a backpack and he'd just wrestle with you there.
I have no doubt that he'd be able to do that. Oh. What I question is my ability to stay hanging on when he turned quickly. And I get thrown off like a jet ski doing a 360. So I would hide on the bottom rope.
And you don't want to risk yourself. He'd probably grab you and use you as a weapon as well. And that's true. You don't want to have that either.
I'd then, with my title shot, choose the tag team title so that he could do all the work in that as well. And I'd get a belt, no bumps.
That's actually pretty clever.
Genius.
That's genius. Now, if this happens tomorrow night, it's all coincidence.
My idea's been stolen. I'll be asking for royalties.
I should hold it off until Friday.
No, Tony's put the podcast out early if this happens. No, but yeah, like obviously the Rumble, it's a twist on it. Bring your weapons, Rumble. Rumbles are fun regardless of what company they are. But at the local level, you know, they're a lot of fun. But you got Robbie and Emin. That's a massive grudge match. Looking forward to that. You know, anytime you get to see Robbie in an Australian ring, don't take it for granted. It's amazing.
Aisha's got a big match.
Yes, Mickey Fortune. I haven't seen a lot of Mickey Fortune.
No, but I haven't either. But I'm looking forward to it. From all reports, fantastic wrestler. So I think we're in for a treat. It's good to have someone come over that hasn't had as much exposure to the Melbourne crowd. So, really looking forward to that.
Would you have something there, Tony?
No, should be a fantastic night.
Yeah, and you got
tomorrow,
the tag
tonight,
match.
Yesterday, whenever you are listening to this podcast.
whenever Tony puts it up. The Velocities versus Jarvis and Murdoch. That'll be a lot of fun. Jarvis is definitely one of our favorites. And the big
and at a new venue too, isn't it?
Yeah, the Northcote Theatre.
Yeah, okay. Venue change for anyone who's not across it. So, and their ticket sales actually bumped when they changed venues, I'm hearing. I read it on a forum. So,
yeah, cool. And then you got the big meat match, Ugg, Thorpe, and Taylor. That's a lot of men.
Who's going to win the Rumble, guys? Who wins the Rumble? Who are you on?
Who's in it?
I think Lockie's going to win it for mine.
I think Ricky Gilmore.
While Dave's away in another part
Ricky
of the world,
Ricky will play.
Ricky is going to realise his singles potential. That'll cause a rift between BDE.
No, because you win whatever title shot you want. He can win that title shot.
You don't have to. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And look, Ricky's got a wedding to pay for, and I think that's going to be the extra motivation.
Yep. Yeah, fair enough.
I've been giving him pep talks all week. He has now blocked me on all forms of social media.
Okay.
And told me never to message him again, but...
Not the first, it won't be the last.
Yeah.
I'm going to start a burner account and do it again.
Yeah, he does have a lot of experience in wrestling on his own, even though he works in a tag team.
Well, he does all of the work.
He does all the heavy lifting.
Oh, settle down. Dave's fantastic.
No, Dave's smart. He is very smart. No, but I think Lockie for mine. And he'll take the title. He'll become the king of Renegades.
Well, Lockie would have to be a huge chance. I know Tony's a big fan of Musketeer having his debut. He thinks that
he could
be a chance.
Massive.
I
didn't know he was wrestling in it. Yeah, he's my pick.
The Renegades trainees coming through. It's always awesome to see those guys.
Big move for WWE Raw Boys. It's heading to Netflix.
That blew me away with all the talk was of them going to Turner and the Netflix. Like, it was a big news day yesterday. So the first news dropped, and which I think is next on the run sheet for some reason. Lyle's mixed it all up. And then this news dropped with the Netflix deal, $5 billion over 10 years.
It's crazy, man.
It's not going to make much difference here because we'll still, you know, I mean, we can always get a VPN and watch it on Netflix, but it'll still be on your binge and KO here for at least another 3 years. Yeah, huge news. And it's great to see someone actually take the plunge on a streaming service.
Well, the NFL's been using a streaming service this year with Peacock, and they had 26 million people view one of the playoff matches last weekend.
Yeah, no need to bring that up.
You'll never know what Netflix, who or how many watch on Netflix, because they
apparently the rumor is 2025, Nielsen's rating system is going to be integrated into Netflix. So,
there'll
be plenty more discourse on Twitter about fucking ratings. Oh,
just what we want to hear.
Yeah. But I think this is
give us an inbox if you want us to go through the minute by minute ratings of every show. That should be really thrilling for everybody.
Yeah. I might tune out for that. But that's huge. And it's going to be a worldwide deal eventually when all the international contracts wrap up. Pay-per-views will move over there when the deal is done with Peacock as well, which is 2026, I think. So it'll be a slow rollout for everything. But you just assume everything will end up on Netflix.
I want to start seeing those, because we used to get on, when we had WWE Network, we used to get those really good documentaries and things like that.
Yeah.
And we don't get access to those in Australia anymore. So I'm hoping that stuff goes up on Netflix. Because that's the content that I want to see. That's what WWE do really well. Those, imagine how good the doco on Punk's return would be.
Yeah. Well, I think they'll do that like they normally do, like release that after a WrestleMania and like Punk 3.
We haven't been getting them here.
No, I assume they'd be making something like that. But, well, what about the deal? Netflix has the ability to just cancel after 5 years. Of the contract as well.
The only cancel will be if Netflix goes under.
There's
more chance of that than that.
I think in the next year or two, you see Netflix, well, just in America, overtake cable availability, and I think it's the way to go. It's good that someone's had a crack at it, being there first. I think the stock prices went up on the back of it. But yeah, this could turn into a 15-year deal as well, because they've also got the option at the 5 years to re-sign it for another 10. So
I believe it's the second, because Underworld Wrestling was on Amazon Prime first.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. Yeah, that's true. That's true. What about the Vince Netflix doco? Is this going to carry him any favor with their journalistic integrity when they release that documentary?
I think I don't know who's doing the documentary.
It's Netflix.
It's on the documentarian.
Yeah, so that should be interesting. Well, what's the other big news?
The other big news was we're all wondering what The Rock is cooking by getting onto the WWE board.
The book soon.
He's cooking everything, isn't he? He's just lining up partners for his UFL, merge the XFL. Now he's building up Endeavor partnerships and everything. Dude, yeah, he's
maybe a match.
Yeah, well, now that he's actually he has to worry about the money responsibilities of WWE, it might not be a Mania match. Could be anywhere, whatever.
Be a house show at Madison Square Garden.
The money is best for WWE, as a board member, he has to do the right thing. You know, he might be, I don't know,
going back full time.
It could be Adelaide Oval 2025.
They might bring that 24/7 title and he has to defend that everywhere.
That'd so he should move, to be honest. He should trade it back with R-Truth.
No, rather R-Truth's beyond that now. I think he's
moved up the card.
He transcended the 24/7 title. And it's not on the run sheet, but I went and saw Iron Claw.
Oh,
the cinema.
Yeah, what did you think?
Feel good movie of the summer.
Wow. Well, really, I'm not interested in what you think. You're a wrestling fan. What did your partner think?
She liked it. So yeah, if you want to watch wrestling content and your partner hates wrestling, or you know, doesn't hate it but doesn't care for it,
tolerates that you watch it,
yep, and listens to me talk about it, even though she does, like that gif of the woman in the nightclub listening to the guy talk nonsense. That's all of us. She liked the movie, reacted in the right spots, like you know what's coming and you look to the reaction, you know what it's like. She enjoyed it and she's been recommending it to others, so yeah, it's a good way to get some wrestling content into your relationship.
Yeah, it's not the most feel-good wrestling content. I should be checking this weekend.
Saw it at the Sun Theatre in the same actual theatre as we attended a wedding just over 12 months ago.
Yeah, we did. Beautiful.
Tony forgot to iron his shirt.
No, it was ironed. Just not very well.
Because it's like you ironed it. And instead of an ironing board, you used a huge Dungeons & Dragons dice. Well,
the good thing about it is that I was the MC and people are still talking about me. So there you go.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not meant to be about the MC, Tony.
That was actually a really fun wedding.
It was.
All jokes aside, that was a really fun day. And yeah, getting
that's
married in
I
there.
Went to that year.
Yeah.
What, mine was the year after?
It wasn't that year. No, it was here, yeah.
Oh, buddy, it all runs together. We're getting old.
Moving on, boys. What can you tell me about the Cody and Punk promo? I didn't get a chance to see it.
What do you mean you didn't get a chance to see it, Tony? You've had one job. It was the only thing we gave you.
To watch 13 minutes of content.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see it. My wife's been sick. I've been busy.
Sick of you, probably.
Yeah. Oh, that's 100% guaranteed.
Congratulations as well on getting called a fan favorite by SCM.
Oh, thank you.
You gotta love a company that gives its fan favorites the boot, like really care about the listeners. But
yeah,
they had your back for the day. That was nice.
We're gonna see if we can get Hutchie on for a chat.
Did you know how to get there? Did you know how to get there? Like, because there's
no issues.
Since your
we
day.
Should get Hutchie on for a chat, Tony, because he's massive a big wrestling fan.
Massive. So, I'll give him a yell because as I walked out, he shook my hand. He said, Shebex, thanks for coming in, mate. Fantastic. Keep in touch because I'm sure we can do some stuff together in the near future.
On the turnbuckle, SEN. You're hearing it now.
Yep.
All right.
That's your homework. So your homework is to watch Cody and Punk promo.
Yep.
To message Hutchie. And you're still meant to message Cam Vail as well.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah,
three pieces of homework. So one of them is now a month and a half overdue. One of them's a week overdue. And the other one, I expect to have Hutchie here in about 2.5 years.
Leave it with me.
You might be rehired and fired again, Tony, by the time we get him back on.
Very possible.
No, the Punk and Cody promo, I loved it.
Oh, so good. I'm loving the blurring the lines of Punk. Like, he's tiptoeing around being the real CM Punk, leaning into that heelness. And, well, Cody's the whitest of white meat baby face. They had a couple of really good lines against each other as well. Punk saying he's the American Dream. I thought, hats off to both guys. They owned that whole segment for 13 minutes, and it definitely didn't feel like 13 minutes.
I enjoyed that they took the time at the start to suck in the crowd and listen to it. And then it was a slow build. So it started slowly and built to a crescendo, which I really enjoyed. And at the end, they did a bit of that Rock and Hogan WrestleMania, looking each side to the crowd. Bit of a homage to that match. I thought it was great. Anyone who says it's not great is deliberately trying to not like things, which we're getting from both sides of fandom at the moment. But just if you see something good, doesn't matter which company's doing it, just enjoy that it's happening.
They both felt like massive superstars. And you're intrigued to see what, they're both in the Rumble. I think
they sold the Rumble.
They're two heavy favorites. People want to see them touch in the Rumble, and we may get it for a little bit. We may not get it at all.
They'll definitely beat Lockie in the Rumble.
That's a different Rumble.
Oh.
This one's more Royal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and if CM Punk was in the Rumble with weapons, I think he'd bring his dog.
Nah.
Or Ace Steel.
I reckon he'd use AJ Lee as the weapon.
Maybe it might be Ace Steel. The dog Ace and Steel, Ace could bite.
Well, he's used Ace Steel before.
Yeah, so, or he might be hitting people with the NDA contract.
Ace Steel's dentures.
Yeah.
Let's just say that he's got a bit of a bite on him.
Yeah, so I thought they sold it well. That's a match that they can tease further down the line as well. That's a massive main event match.
Now, a couple of serious injuries in the WWE at the moment, guys. Cora Jade with her ACL, and then Seth Rollins with a medial ligament as well.
And meniscus and whatnot. Yeah. I can't see the run sheet because for some reason it won't download. So I'm going to take your word for it.
Not a good couple of weeks for knees in WWE. No.
All right, it's good for heels, but not knees.
The good thing about Seth is, from all reports.
Sort of funny, wasn't it?
From all reports, he should be back for Mania, as long as he doesn't have a hiccup along the way. So it's good. You don't have to strip him of the title. It's not like any of the titles get defended that often anyway.
His does.
Yeah. Now you've got two titles on the back burner for 3 months. But I don't think it really matters. They've got enough
time. Saw people complaining online about Elimination Chamber. Oh, we're not going to get a title defense. I'm of the opinion, I don't want a token title defense. I don't want a match that's pre-arranged. We already know who's going to win before we sit down.
Matches
are going to shape Mania.
Yeah. Like, the main events, in quotations, at Royal Rumbles in the past, The Rock versus Billy Gunn. The fuck thought Billy Gunn had a chance of winning that? We don't need that kind of stuff.
We're going to miss the crowd singing his song. That would have been a nice moment. But we've got CM Punk, we've got Cody, we've got Rhea, hopefully Rhea main events in front of Australian audience. That would be
stupid.
That would be a dream.
Mm. Surely CM Punk wins the Rumble, doesn't he, on Sunday?
Well, let's. Who is your... So CM Punk's your pick for the Rumble?
Well, sure, for me, I think he is.
I think CM Punk wins the Rumble just because then I don't think he has to be the workhorse of the Rumble. Why would you risk CM Punk in an elimination chamber in that kind of match? You know, I know he's had a few injuries over the last couple of years. I think that's a safer bet. And Cody not getting the easy run, I think, is the better story.
I think Cody having obstacles is always a good story.
I think
that my pick, Omos.
Well, he's big. He's, you know, it's tough.
It's going to take a lot of people to throw him out. Like, I guarantee the commentators are going to say that when he comes in.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's in it, but.
Well, you know, I think they've only announced four or five people. So we're going to get a lot of surprises in both women's and men's. They haven't announced a lot, which is, I feel it's a better way of doing it.
I prefer it.
Yeah. Like, I know the last couple of years they've announced 20 each or whatever it is. So you've minimizes the surprises and you're sort of ticking them off as you go.
Who wins the women's Rumble?
Becky Lynch.
Becky or Bayley would be the two that I would. Put money on.
I'd say Becky for mine.
Yeah, Becky.
Well, Becky and Rhea looks like it's going to be a Mania match.
Charlotte is a surprise.
Charlotte's done her knee.
Yeah, well. It'd
be a real surprise.
Got some of those AJ
months.
Peptides. She might be back for Rumble.
All right, let's go with it. Who's the one surprise return that you'd love to see in each of the Rumbles?
The Fabulous Moolah.
She's dead.
Oh, well, that makes it hard.
And even more seriously, she's cancelled.
Yeah, that's even harder.
Yeah. Maybe
what about the men's Rumble? Are you going to go with Bruno Sammartino, who's also dead?
No, he's
dead. Are you going to... Right, so
I don't think it'd be
Rumble,
Vince.
Tony?
I don't think really? Vince will be coming to win. Is it? How many Rumbles did he win?
One.
One or two?
Yeah, Shane McMahon. I'd love to see Shane McMahon.
I would love Shane just so they do the money drop so people lose their mind thinking it's Okada coming. Speaking of Okada.
Who are your two returns, Lyle?
On the women's side, a lot of people are signed. So, you know, who's coming back? Molly Holly, Lita, Trish, you know, Victoria. Man. Naomi, yeah. Well, she just, yeah. Trinity
in the
coming
men's
back.
Side. You know who I don't know if it's possible or not, but I'd love to see Big E come out.
Oh, actually, that would be
the ultimate. I think
that would you get goosebumps. It'd be one of those really good feel good moments.
Yeah. Bronson Reed.
I mean, he's not a return.
I'd assume he's in it. Disappointed if you. If he wasn't. The men's side. What about, you know, I don't know, so many people have signed. It's tough. You know, maybe DDP. How old does he look on TV now?
I haven't seen him on TV for a while, but I assume, I mean, he is old.
Yeah. Like
Disco Inferno, everyone loves him on social media these days.
Hey, yeah, we should also give a thumbs up and a mention to Grayson Waller and his defense of kayfabe, I suppose, on the Channel 7 Sunrise interview. That could have gone really bad the way it was going, and Grayson just absolutely saved the day, didn't he?
It was great thinking on his feet. Definitely defended WWE perfectly. I think the higher-ups and all the reps that would have set those interviews up would be really proud of him. The workers definitely would be. So, no, it was good. It's annoying when people still take the piss out of wrestling. Like, we all understand and we know what it is. But, you know, to be not treated with respect, these people are putting their lives and their safety on the line, you know, a few nights a week for other people's enjoyments. No, like, if that was an actor on there, no one's... They're not getting their piss taken out of them like that. So I was glad. I was glad that he put him back in his place.
Oh, that'd be great. Also, friend of the show and one of our favorites, Royce Chambers, has started a little side business. If you're a basketball fan, I'm just going to give it a shout out for
Oh,
him.
cool.
Oh, nice.
He's selling some basketball jerseys, some throwback jerseys, and some prints and whatnot. So it's Hooper's Gold Mine. If you Google it and just click on the big cartel option, yeah, Royce's got a little business going. It's doing pretty well. But yeah, give him some love.
I'd rather give him a free sponsorship of the program than that video joint that we've been plugging for the last 5 years.
We're gonna give him a.
What's the video joint? What, Pornhub?
No, with the one that has the wrestling videos. What?
Oh, Mikey's.
Oh, Mikey. Oh, sorry, mate. I'm just talking about the videos you normally have in your background, and you know, it's the reason we're not a video podcast.
When we see your tabs.
Yeah. No need for that, Law. No need for that at all.
Yeah, so Hooper's Goldmine. If you're into basketball, they got some throwback.
Hooper's Goldmine. HOOPERS.
Yep. Goldmine.
.com.au.
No, just Google it and click on the big. It's at .bigcartel.com.
Okay.
Yep. Nice.
Have a look. Give Royce some love.
Cool. What's happening this week in wrestling? Nobody's told me.
Did Lyle not put it on the run sheet?
No.
Check your local listings. Renegades tonight.
Or tonight. Yesterday.
It is definitely tonight.
Or yesterday.
But did you miss something on the run sheet, Tony?
No.
What about Okada? Okada leaving New Japan. One of the biggest stories of the summer.
You didn't have that on here.
It mustn't have saved. It was definitely on there.
Can I give an observation?
Big appearance next week as well. We'll recap that next show.
Can I give an observation?
Yeah.
I watched NXT today.
So you watched NXT, but didn't have 13 minutes to watch the... Continue.
What happened?
My observation is that the WWE is hiring a different type of woman to the woman that they hired in the past.
You just cottoned on that they're hiring wrestlers and athletes instead of models. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
They've been doing that since the wrestling revolution, Tony. It's been 4 or 5 years now, mate.
Oh, it's been close to 10.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
When did Paige make her debut?
Yeah, but there's still a little bit of enhancements after the fact. And her family
so
go
what?
Back.
People can
three
do what they want to their bodies, Lyle. I don't know why you're.
I understand that, but you know, with the nudge from WWE, interesting observation.
Hmm.
No, they're hiring wrestlers. They're not just eye candy anymore.
So fantastic.
They
it's
haven't
great.
Been for years.
It's good. It's good. That's it. First show for the year, done and dusted. Hopefully we can get Hutchie for the next one. Even if that means our next show
remember,
is until 2026.
You have to remember to send the text message. But yeah, I don't think Lyle will be at our next show. He'll be gallivanting.
We'll work it around Vegas.
If we're coming back in two weeks,
ahead of Elimination Chamber. Yeah. When do you get back, Lyle?
I get back on the 18th or something like that. Yeah, because of the time difference, you know, you lose a day or.
We'll definitely do something before the Elimination Chamber.
What date is it today?
Yeah, well, we're flying on the 23rd.
We're still on air here, boys. Do you want to wrap it up and we'll discuss this?
No, you booked the show.
No, people can listen to this if everyone, as if anyone's still listening.
That's on them.
Oh, boys, just before we go, too, we should mention that Walshy, I was absolutely disgusted in your promo photo for WrestleBrania. You look weird.
Very handsome man, Tony.
Sort of look like
definitely the handsomest of those three of us three.
Wow.
I tell you what though, me and Bros are going to come together for that show. We're going to be on the same team.
Yep.
Excellent.
And we're going to go up against all the scum from Perth. Davis Storm.
Hey, go easy on
Davis. Who likes Davis Storm?
I do.
I've got a bone to pick with Davis Storm. A few years ago, do you remember we had a live podcast in Sydney?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And we got a little known, We got a little-known Australian wrestler called Davis Storm to appear in front of this crowd, you know, put him on the map.
Yeah.
And what do we get in return? Nothing. I had to buy my own tickets to Super Show.
No.
What?
And everyone knows I have short hands and very deep pockets. It's a lot to get me to put my hand in the wallet.
Okay, now, does that mean I owe you $45 for a ticket?
No, I bought the cheapest tickets.
What's the whole point of starting this podcast is to get us free tickets.
I know.
I haven't bought a ticket to a show in 5 years.
Nothing. So when we get to WrestleBrania, I am going to beat the crap out of Davis Storm. And we've got Dominic Mysterio Jr. on the other team as well. And on Bros and I's team, we've got Harry from Survivor. Superstar. Oh, good.
Very cunning.
Mm. Yeah.
And as you heard earlier, we've got Damian Slater.
Yeah.
There's no way we're losing.
Good team. It's a good team.
There's no way we're losing.
And the great thing about it is
you're going to beat the scum of Perth with some scum of Perth on your team. Is that what you were saying?
Well, where's Damian Slater from?
Adelaide.
Thank you. Harry's going to have to switch allegiance, but
he's an ice cream man. He was on Survivor. You give him a pass.
Yeah. That show wasn't popular in Perth anyway. So
the great thing about it is you can go and catch WrestleBrania and finish with plenty of time to get to
Elimination Chamber. Yep. So it's the perfect pre-show. Come, smash beers, laugh at Davis Storm, and then we all march to the show.
Where do you get tickets?
In a big conga line.
Where do you get tickets?
Tickets available at OzTix, or you can check out our social media where there's some nice little posts.
Awesome. And if you're in Perth and you listen to this, Harry hasn't been eliminated on Survivor yet.
No. And that
series hasn't even started yet.
Okay.
It starts next Monday.
Put your money on Luke.
Let's leave the podcast with a promo for WrestleBrania. Catch you next time. Till then.
Finally, WrestleBrania has come back
to
WrestleBrania and EPW present the Perfect Elimination Chamber pre-show with host and general manager Jeff Seddy.
Let's get ready to Brania!
Survivor Series has come and gone. There's that one moment, you know, the one big moment, the big return, the return everyone's talking about. R-Truth is back!
Heel Captain Welch.
I've got a question for the face team. Was there a 2-for-1 sale at Lowe's?
Babyface Captain Alan Oldworth.
No deal. Thank you. Andrew Pitt. Jesus.
Davis Storm. Comedian Rosavard.
It's great. The aspirationalist apparently shops at Miller's.
Dirty Harry Hills.
How are you, Harry?
I think if we lost this, it'd kill me.
Comedian Luke Boland.
I took on 10 men and had my hand raised as the reigning hardcore champion.
Jesse Lambert. Damian Slater.
It's a series of games about wrestling.
WrestleBrania, the world's only wrestling comedy game show. Suck good shit. WrestleBrania will finish with plenty of time to get to the stadium for Elimination Chamber. Live at Linnet's Lounge. Tickets on sale now through OzTix.